This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A civic media station.
ABC News on WRCO FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin-area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelenic. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In an exclusive interview with ABC News anchor George Stephanopoulos, President Biden says he'll drop out of the presidential race if God tells him to.
If you can be convinced that you cannot defeat Donald Trump, will you stand down?
Well, it depends. Unless the Lord Almighty comes out and tells me that, I might do that.
Mr. Biden acknowledged his poor debate performance last week, even as he said he didn't remember whether he watched a replay, but insisted his record will win over voters. Downgraded to a tropical storm, Beryl is headed toward Texas after raking over the Yucatan Peninsula, forecast to once again reach hurricane strength. A train derailment and fire in Carrington, North Dakota. Federal Railroad Administration personnel are on the scene. In Iran, a reformist candidate won Iran's runoff presidential election, besting a hardliner by promising to reach out to the West and ease enforcement of the country's mandatory headscarf law. This is ABC News. A big win for Britain's Labour Party.
10 Downing Street with a new resident, Labour's Keir Starmer, now British Prime Minister, defeating the Conservative Party in a historic landslide.
We did it!
Winning a staggering 412 of the 650-seat parliament. Starmer then heading to the palace, where the king asked him to form a new government. He's Britain's 58th prime minister and Charles's third.
ABC's James Longman. Two teenagers have died after being pulled from the water at New York's Coney Island Beach Friday. Another swimmer is missing.
Witnesses say this all happened when it started raining. Two young women, for whatever reason, decided in the rain that they would go back into the ocean. According to witnesses, a man tried to stop them, but he could not swim either. Unclear if they all knew each other. No one wanted to go in because of how rough the waters are. Around 9:30, first responders pulled two swimmers out of the water. Police say a 17-year-old girl and an 18-year-old girl were rushed to the hospital in very grave conditions.
I'm Dave Packery.
When I say Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, most people think about their ice cream, but it's so much more. You can pick up some pasture-raised, never-given antibiotic and GMO-free beef. Or you can pick up some milk, butter, and cheese. You can find honey, coffee, jams, maple syrup, krauts. And of course, you can let them do the cooking. Check out their wonderful menu of delectable items at Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant in Boscobel.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Tony Schumacher calling for partly cloudy and nice today with a high near 80. Tonight, increasing clouds, a chance of showers late, a low near 60. Sunday, partly to mostly cloudy, showers and a thunderstorm possible, a high again near 80. 62 Sunday night with showers, patchy fog possible. Monday, more clouds than sun, occasional showers and thunderstorms are expected, a high temperature of Monday of 78.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Catalog's filling
filling up the mailbox. I'm shopping on the cable box. www. There's no escape. Delivery truck coming up around the bend. Beep, 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 just back it in. Sign here and here and here again. Cause there's no money down, no payments till. The whole place is crammed back filled with stuff. Stack it on us. Never gonna ever get enough. Oh, oh, it's treasure till it's mine. And it ain't worth a dime, it's stuff. Spreading like weeds, dragging me under in an endless sea of stuff. Oh, there ain't no end, gotta get a bigger place so I can move in. But it's alright to get it all. Mart's opened up all night. You can catch it all with a quick swipe. It's easier every day. SUVs and minivans parading around in caravans, toting off more than the tires can stand. Cause there's no money down, no payments till. Every square inch of the whole world's filled with stuff. Stack it on us. Never gonna ever get. It's mine and it ain't worth a dime, it's stuff. Spreading like weeds, dragging me under in an endless sea of stuff. Oh, there ain't no end, gotta get a bigger place so I can move in. More stuff.
WRCO Studios, powered by the energy and reliability of Meyer Oil and LP. Tune in and feel the warmth of our shared community spirit.
My love goes on and 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 on. There's only so many stars in the night that can make up a Milky Way. Oh, and there ain't more than 24 long hours in a day. But they say everything has a limit. Yeah, that ain't exactly true. Cause there ain't a limit to the love in my heart or the way that I feel about you. Hell, even when the pyramids are gone, yeah, my love goes on and 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 on. Miles on a rusty old beat up truck. And I hate to say, but there's gonna come a day when I'm on, I have to give her up. But darling, since I met you, well, here is how it is. I could live with losing everything, but I would die without your kiss. So if you think this fire we lit inside will burn out, you're wrong. On and 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 on. Yeah, I know that we can't spend every waking hour together, but I can hold you for tonight, and I can love you forever. And every time I think of what we got, all I do is smile. 'Cause the beginning to the end of time compared to this. this is a little while. I've heard raindrops will turn into oceans, and the oceans will turn to dust. There ain't a single force in the world that would have an effect on us. Well, it may be that the rugged Rocky Mountains don't last long, but my love goes on and on and on and on and on and on.
It's a weekend wake-up twin spin.
Two in a row.
Twin spin on WRCO-FM.
Daddy's belt, mama's drapes. Standing tall in the backyard shed looking cool in my Superman cape. I told the neighborhood girl, said, hey y'all, watch this. My fate was a broken arm and my reward, one big kiss. When Daddy asked me why I did it, I made him laugh out loud when I told him, cause the chicks will dig it. Scars heal, glory fades. See the ditch, took out a mailbox, then a fence, then a barn. The police came and called my father, but I met the farmer's daughter. And when the judge asked me why I did it, he threw the book at me. When I told him, cause the chicks and dig it. Scars heal, glory fades. We'll be right back. comes to loving you, I'll do anything you want me to. I'll do anything at all. And I'm standing, yeah, for all the world to see. Oh, maybe that's what's left of me. Don't have very far to fall. You know now I'm not a man who's ever been insecure about the world I've been living in. I don't break easy, I have my pride. But if you need to be satisfied, I'm shameless. Well, honey, I don't have a prayer. Every time I see you standing there, I go down upon my knees. And I'm ashamed. Swore I'd never compromise. Oh, but you convinced me otherwise. I'll do anything. In all my life, I've never found what I couldn't resist, what I couldn't turn down. I can walk away from anyone I ever knew, but I can't walk away from you. I have never let anything have this much control over me. I work too hard to call my life my own. And I've made myself a world. It's your world now, I can't refuse. I've never had so much to lose. Oh, I'm strong to say he's sorry or admit when he's wrong. I never lost anything I ever missed, but I've never been in love like this. It's out of my hands. I'm shaded. I don't have a God now. I don't want it anyhow, so I gotta let it go. I'm shaded.
Started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success. Are you ready for a sizzling summer event? The Avoca Blue River Muscadet Lions Club is proud to present Ribfest Sunday, July 14th at the Lions Shelter at Victoria Riverside Park from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. or until sold out. Enjoy a tantalizing slab of soggy bottom barbecue ribs for just $18 plus sides like potato salad, coleslaw, beans, and plenty of cold beverages. You can even get it to go, plus plenty of family fun. The Avoca Blue River Muscadet Lions Club Rib Fest, Sunday, July 14th, from 11 until 2. Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
Presents this program in color.
It's time right now for a look at this week in entertainment history, brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with five generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance is proud to congratulate the area's graduating seniors. We encourage all seniors to look for ways to make the world a better place. As you begin the next chapter of your life, in ups and downs, always remember the road that leads you home. We wish you all the best in your future. Congratulations on your graduation from Richards Insurance.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
This week in 1989, the first episode of Seinfeld premiered on NBC. This week in 1969, Rolling Stones guitarist Brian Jones was found dead at his home. He was 27. In 1971, Doors singer Jim Morrison died in Paris. He was also just 27 years old. In 1979, the U.S. Mint officially released the Susan B. Anthony coin. In 1997, the great actor Jimmy Stewart died at the age of 89. And this week in 1997, Men in Black, the movie starring Will Smith, was released in theaters in the U.S.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
A look at entertainment history has been sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency.
This is CBS.
It was on this date in 1989 that actor Jim Backus passed away at the age of 76. He played millionaire Thurston Howell III on Gilligan's Island, Our Rabbit Ears Memory.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, the skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a three-hour tour, a three-hour tour. Started getting rough, the tiny ship was tossed. If not for the courage of the fearless crew, the minnow would be lost, the minnow would be lost. The ship's aground on the shore of this uncharted desert isle, with Gilligan, the skipper too, a millionaire and his wife, the movie star, the professor and Mary Ann. Now this is the tale of our castaways. They're here for a long, long time. They'll have to make the best of things. It's an uphill climb. The first mate and his skipper too will do their very best to make the others comfortable in their tropic island nest.
No phone, no light,
no motor cars, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's primitive as can be. So join us here each week, my friends. You're sure to get a smile from seven stranded castaways here on Gilligan's Isle.
To a pair of big blue eyes. It takes a pretty face to make their temperature rise. Looks aren't that important, just icing on the cake. What really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby. Shake it real funky, shake it real low, shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction, Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake. He first said, Adam, which outfit do you like? Maple or the fig leaf? Now, honey, they both look nice. Clothes don't mean that much to me. Maybe you better go and ask the snake. Hey, what really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake.
Shake it!
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? As a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Time right now to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries sponsored on WRCO by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Today is Saturday, July 6, 2024. We have a very happy anniversary wish going out to Dan and Marge Willis from the Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Also an anniversary wish for Brent and Sarah Stibbe from Ash Creek United Methodist. Samantha Jurgensen, Ash Creek would also like to wish you a very happy birthday today. Ethan Haiti is celebrating that note from Five Points Lutheran Church. Kyle Dickey, hope you have a great day. Mom and Dad, Derek, Bree, Evie, Autumn, Graham, and Dawn, have a wonderful birthday. It's a birthday wish for Pick. Well, that's a nickname. Patsy Aaron celebrating from Mike and Steve. Kyle Dickey is on the Willow Valley United Methodist Church list today. Ron Steiner, hope you and your fishing buddy are having success. From your mother-in-law, Jean, happy birthday to Ron. To the best person ever, Pat Aaron, happy 85th from Lori and Adam today. Happy birthday wishes to Kay Werner from the Shell Station Coffee Clutchers. Here's a birthday. It's a great-grandma birthday wish for a great birthday. Patsy Aaron today from Annalie and Lindley this morning. Sam Jurgensen, Corey Knable, Brian Brewer, Tim Olson all make the Little Willow Birthday Club list today. Naomi Knockerts, happy birthday from Schmidt Woodland Hills. Shelly Anderson, you're on the Beulah Wesleyan Church list today. Addison Eberly and Thade Twining from Richland Primary. Corey Knable is on the Backroads Resurrection Life Church. Pat Aaron, happy 85th birthday. Hope you have a great day today from Verona, Ron, and Dolly. Pete Bremer, happy birthday, along with Diane Irish, Janelle Jones, Russell Coe, Ashley Zimmerman, Laura Pete, and Ron Rowe, and anniversary wishes for Verlin and Kathy Anderson, and Dave and Becky Hillman today from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club. And happy birthday wishes to Riley Clary, Addison Eberly, Adam Jensen today, Connor Umbahan is celebrating, Ethan Haiti, Delaney Turgeson, Justina Hallett, and Brian Brewer, and an anniversary for Brian and Denna Brewer today from the Richland Center Lions Club. And of course, if you are celebrating in the area, we'd love to wish you the best as well from everyone right here at WRCO-FM. Good morning.
I left Oklahoma driving in a Pontiac, just about to lose my mind. I was going to Arizona, maybe on to California, where the people all live so fine. My baby said I was crazy. My mama called me lazy. I was gonna show them all this time. Cause you know I ain't no fooling. I don't need no more schooling. I was born to just walk the line. Living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Well, you know I've been through it when I set my watch back to it. Living on Tulsa time. Songs. Guess I'm just a wasting time. Well, then I got to thinking, man, I'm really sinking, and I really had a flash this time. I had no business leaving, and nobody would be grieving if I went on back to Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Gonna set my watch back to it, cause you know I've been through it. Living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Gonna set my watch back to it, cause you know I've been through it. Living on Tulsa time.
That's a great memory for your Saturday from Don Williams, Tulsa Time. Adam Hess with you on this Saturday. Of course, lots of fog in the area. So if you're traveling, do so with caution today. We're at 61 degrees. And again, my apologies for the lack of a voice this morning. We're going to get through it. Remember last week we were chatting, I had that really, really bad cough. Nothing more than what seemed like a cold, and I think it still is. However, once most of the cough left, it took my voice with it. Prime Mover will be fun, but we'll get through it, folks, I promise. 7:38's the time.
I've always wanted three kids. I came from a family of three kids. And I started picturing having three car seats in the back of my truck.
That's Megan, Wisconsin native, working mom of two, and lifelong conservative. Megan never thought she would get an abortion until a diagnosis late in her pregnancy changed everything.
Doctors told us our baby had no chance to survive. And because of Wisconsin's abortion ban, I would be forced to carry my baby for months, knowing he would die. It felt like a bad dream. It felt like a bad dream.
To get the care she needed, Megan had to leave the state. And now if senators in Washington pass a national abortion ban, families like Megan's will have nowhere to turn.
These decisions should be made privately amongst women and their families. And government should have no say in that. No senator in Washington should support a national abortion ban.
Paid for by Free and Just. Visit freeandjust.us to learn more.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
We're moving to 7:45. We'll have a news update with Joanne Krulatz. That comes your way in about 5 minutes. 61 degrees, moving towards news time with Faith Hill. And love ain't like that. On Country and Community, WRCO-FM.
Can't buy it at the store, try it on for size, and bring it back if it don't feel right. No love, love ain't like that. Can't trade it in like an automobile that's got too many miles and rust on its wheels. No love, love ain't like that. Love ain't that easy to define. You can't feel it by design. It takes us all sweet time. Don't fall from the sky like a tiny drop of rain that hits you right between.
Looking for a unique and affordable treasure hunt? The Family Thrift Shop has you covered. Discovered sewing patterns for just 25 cents. Vinyl records for $1. CDs, VHS tapes, DVDs, craft supplies, wedding decorations, books, magazines, and more. Got a recent grad heading off to college? We've got everything you need, except furniture, to furnish that dorm or first apartment. Join us for a 50% off sale on all houseware items from July 10th to July 13th. Shop smart, support your community at the Family Thrift Shop, 120 South Main Street, open Wednesday to Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 10 to 4. See you there!
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's 7:45, time for a news update, sponsored on WRCO by Jones Chevrolet Buick, Town and Country TV and Appliance, and by Walsh's Ace Hardware. Partly cloudy and nice today. We're looking for a high near 80. We do have fog in the area, and we're at 61 degrees.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center, and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. In what is known as the Evers versus Markline lawsuit, the Wisconsin Supreme Court says Republican legislators are improperly blocking conservation projects. The 6-1 ruling Friday marks a victory for Democratic Governor Evers, an environmentalist. Evers maintains that the GOP-run Joint Finance Committee has too much power to kill funding for initiatives. That includes University of Wisconsin employee raises and conservation work. Evers sued, arguing the committee's actions violate the separation of powers doctrine. The liberal-leaning court took the case directly at Evers' request, but it said it would consider only whether the legislature was improperly blocking conservation work. The court ruled Friday that statutes that require the committee to sign off on conservation projects are unconstitutional. Following the decision, Governor Evers stated, "I've spent years working against near-constant Republican obstruction, and this historic decision rightfully resets constitutional checks and balances and restores separation of powers. This decision is a victory for the people of Wisconsin, who expect and deserve their government to work and work for them, not against them." State Superintendent of the Department of Public Instruction, Jill Underly, stated, "Today's Supreme Court decision is a clear message to the legislature that now is the time to refocus our energy on the needs of kids. The Joint Finance Committee should immediately release the $50 million we already agreed to spend in a bipartisan fashion to improve literacy education and help children learn to read so they can read to learn. There can be no further delay, as local schools need to be ready to go on the first day of school. As I've said before, our kids are the ones who pay the price when adults hold students hostage and keep playing political games." The Wisconsin Supreme Court is changing course and will allow officials to place ballot drop boxes around their communities in this fall's elections in the presidential swing state. The court ruled in 2022 that absentee ballot drop boxes could be used only in election offices, and no one other than the voter could return a ballot in person. Liberal justices gained control of the court last year, prompting a progressive voter group to ask the court to reconsider that ruling. The court ruled 4-3 Friday that placing a ballot in a drop box equates to delivering it to a local election clerk, regardless of where the box is located. The River Valley School Music Department has succeeded in winning another Jerry Award. The fall production of Bright Star won a Best Outstanding Musical Award in June at the Overture Center in Madison. Ryan Kane and David Van Holgren also won awards for Best Outstanding Supporting Role, and Leah Drunkenberg won a Spirit Award. The Jerry Awards, one of Wisconsin's high school musical awards programs, encourages, recognizes, and honors excellence in high school musical theater. The program elevates the importance of musical theater within high schools. Educators and industry professionals review productions at more than 85 high schools in 30 counties around the state, providing valuable feedback. Other Jerry Award winners from the area include the Reedsburg Area High School for Mamma Mia. Awards were given for Outstanding Musical Direction to Scott Brewer and Kristen Sporakowski, a Spirit Award to Jenna Penkwitz, Brian Pittman for Outstanding Lighting Design. Mamma Mia was also awarded for Outstanding Overall Design and for Outstanding Stage Crew. School and student achievements are honored and featured in the awards show at the Overture Center in June, and two outstanding performers were selected to represent the program at the National High School Musical Theater Awards Competition in New York City. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is pleased to welcome back Martine Bandewoke, APNP, to its primary care team. Martine provided care at the Richland Medical Center from 1986 to 2019 and will be returning to TRHC to join the team at the Spring Green Medical Center, working alongside Dr. Christine Cornelius and Tanya Neumeyer, APNP. Martine's approach to care focuses on building relationships with her patients. In addition to her work as a primary care provider, she has also been a nursing instructor at Edgewood College in Madison, where her teaching focused on interpersonal communication. Listening to patients, she says, is a critical element of care. Martine says she is also a firm believer that people must help themselves, and the healthcare provider's role is to offer support and guidance. Martine knew she wanted to become a nurse when she was just 12 years old. With nearly 40 years of patient care behind her, she says the work stays fresh and fulfilling because of the patients she gets to know and care for. Patients familiar with her are likely to remember her warmth and easy manner, though she points out that she can be tough when she needs to be. That bluntness is always used in her patients' best interest. For Martine, coming back to the Richland Hospital and clinics feels like coming home. She also welcomes the opportunity to connect with her community in Spring Green, the town she has lived in for many years. The Spring Green Medical Center offers care for patients from birth through old age, providing in-network coverage for Quartz, Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Dean Health Plan. Patients interested in scheduling an appointment with Martine or Spring Green Medical Center's other providers are encouraged to call 608-588-7413. A new report says people who call the 988 National Suicide Prevention Lifeline in Wisconsin only get help 77% of the time. Advocates say helpline operators could also be better trained. Abigail Spaniers runs a local helpline in La Crosse.
988 is a good overall resource for individuals. However, we find that people are frequently put in a position where they have to navigate those calls differently because if they come up with a trigger word, it could end up triggering a wellness check.
She says in some cases, the caller just needs someone to talk with. Things often end badly when a person in crisis doesn't get help quickly. Angela Kimball says that means staying in the emergency room while help is on the way. She's a mental health public policy advocate.
We see a lot of people who end up in crowded emergency departments, and frankly, emergency departments are getting so filled up with people with severe mental health challenges that they're experiencing something called ED boarding.
ED boarding refers to holding admitted patients in the emergency department, often in hallways, while awaiting an inpatient bed. The new Amtrak line is proving to be popular. The Borealis train, which began service on May 21st between St. Paul, Milwaukee, and Chicago, has attracted over 600 daily passengers. The route, which includes 8 stops in the state, reported a total of 6,600 passengers in May and is one of only 2 state-supported routes to turn a profit this year. Police say they want people to keep looking for Elijah Vu. They say volunteers are one of the key pieces to their investigation. Elijah Vu hasn't been seen since February after spending a few days with his mother's boyfriend. Investigators say the case is at a standstill. A home went up in flames Friday morning in Sun Prairie. Firefighters were called to the home on Allen Avenue after 3:30. Authorities believe the fire started outside, then spread to the garage, then to the rest of the home. The residents and their dog were able to escape. The home has $250,000 in damage. Investigators are still trying to figure out what caused the fire. The entry process is now open for the Dairy Cattle Show at the World Dairy Expo. The show is one of the highlights of the event every year. 1,600 people bring their animals to Madison to showcase some of the best cattle in the country. It includes adult and youth competitions. Entries are due by September 3rd. Staying safe this weekend is important. Civic Media's Melissa Kay reports one way to stay safe.
The 4th of July holiday weekend is known for gathering of friends and family, grilling out, and for some, drinking alcoholic beverages. Excessive drinking, including binge drinking, is a significant preventable cause of death in the U.S. Monica Meinsberg is a substance use intervention coordinator with Aspirus Wausau Hospital. She said binge drinking amounts vary by gender.
Binge drinking is having 4 or more drinks in a 2 to 3 hour setting for men, and 3 or more drinks for women in the same time period.
Monica said to make alcohol consumption safer during the 4th of July festivities, set a personal limit, stay hydrated, and eat nutritious food. Be a responsible host and offer non-alcoholic drinks. Plan transportation in advance, and remember that fireworks and alcohol do not mix. Always put safety first.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Today is Saturday, July 6th. Lisa Everson, 64, of DeSoto, died April 6th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at 11 at Black Hawk Park near DeSoto. The Sealand Funeral Home in Coon Valley is assisting the family of Lisa Everson, 64, of DeSoto. LaVon Strand, 97, of Woodman, died Thursday at home. A funeral service will be held at noon Monday at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Sunday from 3 to 6, and again Monday from 11 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, donations to first responders of Woodman are appreciated. LaVon Strand, 97, of Woodman. Joanne Schmitz, age 94, died June 28th. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Okooch Mountain Humane Society or St. Mary's Catholic Church or School. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Joanne Schmitz, age 94. Stanley Arthur Hendricks, 61, of Richland Center, died Thursday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held next Saturday, July 13th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday, July 13th, from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials in Stanley's name be directed to the Pine Valley Community Village Foundation. Stanley Arthur Hendricks, 61, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Faith Smith and Scott Dilly had a daughter, Aaliyah Luann.
Walsh's Ace is now your one-stop shop for all your car key needs. Whether it's making a new key, a new remote, giving your current remote a facelift, or even getting a new proximity key, Walsh's Ace can do it all. Stop in and see what they can do for you. Walsh's Ace can cut and program keys and fobs that cover approximately 92% of all cars on the road. Walsh's program keys on site and can save you up to 60% off dealership prices. Stop in to check it out at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center and at Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful heart.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
ABC News is sponsored on WRCO-FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts,